With your WTNW News Update, I'm Logan Carmichael. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Kaur says partly cloudy, hot and humid near 97 today, but a cool down for the weekend. Details on the way. Google has chosen the Tennessee Valley Authority's Widows Creek coal plant site in North Alabama to build its new data center, the 14th such data center across the globe. TVA's board of directors approved the closure of Widows Creek earlier this year following the EPA's release of coal combustion rules that require additional environmental requirements. TVA's president and CEO Bill Johnson says the partnership between the Alabama Department of Commerce, Jackson County Economic Development Authority, and TVA helps secure an innovative global technology company for the Valley. Google will invest $600 million in this project and it will bring nearly 100 new jobs to northern Alabama and the TVA region. Hamilton County officials admit that a worker's error led to the release of a federal prisoner by mistake Wednesday morning. Rodney Akins, 49, left Silverdale Detention Facility on Wednesday morning. He was later found with his family in Dunlap, Tennessee. Akins walked 3 miles to the nearest restaurant for a phone, then called his dad for a ride. The two grabbed McDonald's for breakfast and then headed home to Dunlap. Akins was reunited with his 6-year-old daughter. His dad says it all felt too good to be true, and it was. Family members saw the mistake, reported on the news, and called Silverdale. Staff put them in touch with the U.S. Marshals, who picked him up. He's back in custody now, being held on federal drug charges in connection with a large methamphetamine operation. His case scheduled to go on trial in August. Family members identified the inmate who was supposed to have been released as a black male with a similar name and age. The Sequatchie County Sheriff's Department is requesting assistance from the community identifying two theft suspects. Police say the suspect stole a credit card and made transactions at several locations in Sequatchie County. They are described as being white males in their early 20s. One male has light brown hair and was seen wearing a red T-shirt. The other male, black hair, wearing a white shirt. They were last seen driving a black Ford Taurus station wagon. Anyone who may have the identity of the suspects is asked to call the Sequatchie County Sheriff's Department at 423-949-7750. For the latest local news anytime 24/7, click MarionCountyMessenger.com. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.